And our first reader of the night is John Beer. John Beer is also an integral part of Chicago, the Chicago literary scene. Moved to New York, unfortunately, this provincial burg. And he is a PhD candidate, incisive intelligence, and a fantastic poet. And he will be starting with me the St. Mark's Bookshop reading series. You can sign up for it right back there. We will be wonder-twinning that one, and we're going to have very many great readers in the future. Now, let me not haste any longer. This is John Beer, everybody.
Well, hello, New York. I'll read three poems. Olympic. For those about to embark on a journey of discovery that will take them past the point of no return until everything you thought you knew is history. For those about to stare death in the face. For those about to stop entering the numbers, heedless of consequence, giving up the rations, the olive oil, chips, the powdered milk. For those about to create a new society, chartered in the trust that only surviving a plane crash without damage to cheekbones or brooding glances can create. Although this brave new world is torn by strife, since Jack thinks Locke is wrong to open the hatch, and Sawyer, for a while, resents the torture which was necessary, because no one has the right to hoard life-saving medicine when it's a question of survival. For those about to learn that they might be caught in the wheels of a grand experiment set up by folks in the age of black and white, preserved in dusty archives and the odd promo clip. For those about to put their fathers to rest because they drink even when about to perform surgery, or because they stole their child's kidney, or because they're a mobster who makes gin do his dirty work, or because they got tricked by a cheap con man into killing themselves along with your mother, and so you took on the name of the man you thought responsible, but in the end he was somebody else, and you had to go to Australia to figure everything out, which is where you met the surgeon in a bar, except at that point he wasn't a surgeon anymore, but just the father of the man who'd end up ordering the torture, though these days you have more of a problem with his thing for Kate. For those about to find that going home isn't always an option, whether you're a beautiful fugitive or a fat guy who won the lottery, a member of Driveshaft or an onlooker sitting at home, so you can't go home because you're already there. For those about to sift the wreckage to find the manifest, for those about to hug, for those about to lose heart, for those about to sink below the blank blue Pacific, for those about to wonder if this is going anywhere, or if they're just making it up week by week, flying without a map over the blank blue Pacific, for those about to switch to a different show, for those about to say that it's one way, even though it's the other way, for those about to give up and go home, you can't go home, you're already there. For those about to design their own island, nobody's an island. John Donne's had it first, now he's out of the wheelchair. For those about to whisper, for those about to shoot, for those about to kill a boar, we defy. For those about to lose a brother, about to build a church, we respect you. For those about to run a marathon, for those about to burn, we observe you. We adore you. We supply you. We reflect you. For those about to talk, we will view you. To Crete. I set up the wind chimes, but there wasn't any wind. Well then, would you like to tell everyone how you're feeling? I feel like saying there's a beetle in my box. I alternate between crying and getting really pissed off at the littlest things, the merest texture of air. A worm emerges from my eyeball. When I cough, flies fly out of my mouth. My cousin came back from the war with a chunk of head gone. I feel like saying, "Good night, Motor City." Tiny red and blue fibers strewn over the floor. Time's full of curdle. The morning can't be bothered to look me in my infested eye. I write letters to dead celebrities. Pierpont Malone, Ebenezer Scantron, the It Girl Clara Gant. all returned within a matter of minutes. While on the other hand, I rather dig on Central Park, tinging the necropolis with a hint of Beanfield. On a scale of 1 to 10, then, how would you rate? I don't want to say, not so much doesn't want to, as can't, emergent field. There's only one life, and this isn't it. I left the ceremony. A short scuffle ensues. Doctors rise out of the audience, whisk their appointed charges away in taxis, while Amber and I play dice games in the yard. Tikrit and I have come to a kind of agreement. I smoke my cigar and yawp, bleed on, O city of 10,000 dead, of 20,000 dead. I yawp to the sky. Today is mighty fine for rolling bones. We don't play for money, though we could play for money, but just for joy of throwing down, we play Devil in the Hollow, Sloppy Foxes, The Crooked Motorcade, cross-legged on our tarp. I shoot 11, and that wins me Pitch the Pipe. She leans to me and whispers, "This yard could be a tarmac," but she means that it needs graves. You want to call your patch of concrete yard a crime scene? Go ahead. The world's more prison than you're used to. The sun beats down without the slightest breeze. My eyes gritty, reant with nematodes. The setup, a beat or two in, it was supposed to be an adventure. Lost it. Look, a line of faces at the airport window. Turn around, lightning, ozone, the presence of the god. Did you think it was all going to be images? Did you think you could sit there and never account for yourself? Long cloaked and opalescent, elusive, what worm would you be sign of? Half battered into retreat, for human is a wet word, a space left mute in the hot night, whose absence is anticipation. Glimpsed sidelong, best kept tongue-tied, its modesty its last device, slides from corpse to corpse, as if it penetrates each eye, wriggles forward, collapsing in this light. And what if everything that talks is a special kind of harmonica, each tuned to the frequency that moves it, submerged in water until the right moment when the question is posed and they sing as if a god were blowing on their fragile reeds before dipping them again in the pool, wherein they find the truth and sing it out again to the waiting crowd? I said, this was a fine idea, and the other ideas were also fine. We could barely remember what we'd been saying, but a soft light shone above the harbor. We gathered up our things and left the auditorium to await the questionnaire. And finally, Globe for Amber Sutherland. There are many things in this world, and one of them is you. Others include icicles, cupcakes, doorknobs, skulls, and little dogs with bad attitudes. Giraffes lick walls and dolphins lick giraffes. The natural world is simply what it is. We go along resenting jerks who tell us what to do or signal lane changes at the last possible minute. I suspect there's something wrong with your chin. Policemen drift in, ticket me for no seatbelt, and then their day is done. You've been a ghost, a nymphette, you've advised supermodels, you fend off table audits. All these things are you, or colored by you. Recently, I order too much coffee while you sleep. Icicles are the perfect murder weapon. Cupcakes are what's needed on your birthday, exactly 3 of them. Metaphor is what a life becomes while waiting for direction. The target makes the vehicle expand. Where you leave your lettered purse, a rabbit and cat follow. Call it Australia or Vermont, a tower by a lake, a pony revolution, a story filled with aging hipster dreams. All of these things are yours, or something like them. I got this globe for you. Thank you.